In 2010, the Federal Food and Drug Administration began secretly monitoring the email accounts of five of its own research scientists. It collected some 80,000 pages of communications between the scientists, members of Congress, attorneys, the media, and even the White House. According to a major article on the snooping published in the New York Times, FDA officials said the scientists were, quote, suspected of leaking confidential information about the safety and design of medical devices. One memo identified people both inside and outside the agency thought to be collaborating to put out negative and defamatory information about the FDA. In fact, the scientists were whistleblowers. They claim that the public is being exposed to dangerous levels of radiation by medical imaging devices that the FDA had approved through a faulty review process. Tom Devine, legal director of the Government Accountability Project, says technically, retaliation for exercising First Amendment rights is unconstitutional, but it's not necessarily illegal.
It should be a violation of the Whistleblower Protection Act. That's one of the key provisions of the whistleblower shield, because witch hunts are the first step for any reprisal, seeing what dirt you can dig up on people and constantly monitoring them. Plus, it creates such an environment of fear, if not even terror, that it forces people to keep their mouths shut, to remain silent observers instead of speaking out when they see government abuses of power. But what's ironic here, it's almost Orwellian, is that the victims of this surveillance don't have the rights of other government workers against retaliatory investigations or any other harassment for blowing the whistle. Public health service employees were recently stripped of their coverage under the Whistleblower Protection Act. And Congress has an opportunity to do something that makes a difference in response to this scandal. Close that loophole. Restore them so that they have the rights of all other federal employees to defend the public without being at the mercy of Big Brother.
How was it that the public health service employees lost that protection?
It was a very quirky court decision, and its basic premise is that they wear uniforms. So since they wear uniforms, they're only entitled to the rights of members of the Army or the Navy. And Army and Navy whistleblower rights are worse than nothing. So we're hoping that this outrage will convince Congress to do the right thing and give them the normal rights of public servants.
Now, in this case, there are definite indications that the surveillance was used in a retaliatory manner. Three of the scientists were fired prior to their being able to file a complaint with the Inspector General over the procedures that they were complaining about.
That's right. And actually, the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, which is in charge of protecting whistleblowers throughout the government, went to bat for these PHS employees and tried to get emergency relief to stop the termination. And the special counsel was blocked because they wore uniforms. What difference in the world does that make to the taxpayers? In fact, the special counsel, Carolyn Lerner, said this loophole in freedom of speech within the bureaucracy is, quote, ridiculous, unquote.
The FDA's justification for this was that they were trying to find out who was leaking or saying negative things about the agency. And then all of the email and other correspondence that they intercepted and gathered legally or not was inadvertently posted on a public web page.
Well, the FDA excuse is just indefensible. Of course, the agency wants to find out whoever is threatening its standard operating procedure. The point is that government employees have both the right and the duty to challenge their agencies when there's a breakdown in duties to the public. And that's exactly what was being challenged by these whistleblowers. There's been a widespread breakdown in public health responsibilities, ranging from medical devices to laboratory practices. The list just keeps going. You can't blame bureaucrats for wanting to silence anyone who's going to expose their misconduct. That doesn't make it legal.
In fact, there was an Office of Special Counsel investigation that found that the concerns of the scientists were valid, that a full investigation was warranted, and they had found a substantial and specific danger to public safety. So these scientists were working in the public interest at the time that all of this was going on.
That is what's so frustrating. It's almost beyond credible debate now. They've been vindicated that they were defending the taxpayers against a public health breakdown from within our own government. But nevertheless, the special counsel that ordered an investigation into their charges was blocked by a legal technicality from defending them against getting purged for successfully defending the public. Something is drastically wrong with this picture.
What can Congress do at this point to close the loophole? What must be done?
Very easy. All Congress has to do is specify that PHS employees and the other uniformed service, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the climate change scientists, are covered by the Whistleblower Protection Act the same way as all other civilian employees are.
Congress is wrapping up a 13-year review of whistleblower protections. What has been involved in the review, and is Congress likely to close this loophole and improve whistleblower protections?
What's been involved, why it's 13 years, is Republican senators have put secret holds that killed the legislation despite overwhelming, otherwise bipartisan consensus for the last four Congresses. This year, we think that the legislators are going to finish their work early enough so they'll have time to expose and overturn any holds. As far as whether Congress closes this loophole, I think your listeners can have a lot to do with that. Every one of them should be in touch with their senators and their representative and demand that public health service employees who defend the public have the right to defend themselves the same as any other whistleblowers. And if the politicians think the public is paying attention, they'll close it in a heartbeat. If they think that nobody is noticing, they'll probably keep deferring to the FDA bureaucracy.
Tom Devine is legal director for the Government Accountability Project based in Washington, D.C.